Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now, a bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. And finally, talk to your attorney before taking action. Good luck.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on, online at CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Joe. Of course, it's the eve of polling day there for you in the US. Now, let's talk about your portfolio heading into election day. What does it look like? Well, how have you positioned your portfolio?
Well, I mean, we're looking beyond the election and we're looking more cyclically. So we're looking for a global rebound and we're seeing better numbers out of the emerging markets, whether it's China, Southeast Asia, Europe. So really with the election, you know, we're not moving too much money around. We're looking longer term. So there's some risk around healthcare or banks or, you know, infrastructure stocks. But, you know, we're very constructive on the markets here in the United States. So we're going to continue to put money to work in equities.
So with the, just to focus very briefly on the election still, Joe, are you concerned, are you watching polls in any way? Have you factored in what you think the outcome of the elections will be? Because if you look at what happened earlier this year with the Brexit, it caught the world off guard. Now, do you have concerns that the election results could be another Brexit surprise?
Yeah, well, I hope not, because we had a very nice rally here in Wall Street yesterday. On Monday, so the markets are clearly pricing in Clinton victory. So, yeah, I mean, we're very cautious and careful. But within the portfolios, we have a lot of quality assets. So whether it's fixed income, private equity, hedge funds, equities, it can withstand any shock like a Brexit. We've seen a nice bounce back in the FTSE. So we had certainly a risk as Brexit did surprise us, but the markets are expecting not another, you know, surprise in November.
I understand also that you're bullish on defense stocks. So beyond the election, as you say, regardless of who wins, a geopolitical uncertainty you've written in an essay will remain the order of the day over the near term. Can you talk a little bit about why you've gone long on defense?
Well, for two reasons, principally. One, the next president is definitely going to spend more on defense. So defense spending in the United States is going to increase under Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton, because there's more, not a backlash, but a move away from less defense spending under Obama and more in the next president. But more importantly, number two, there's just a lot of geopolitical hotspots, whether it's NATO and Russia, whether it's the Middle East, whether it's new clients in Asia, whether it's India. You know, China's flexing its muscle regionally. That's causing a lot of concern. South Korea, Japan, Vietnam, Singapore. So there's a lot of demand for arms out there. And the U.S. is a big competitive arms supplier. And I do think as defense spending globally picks up and continues to grow higher, U.S. companies are going to do very well. And then cybersecurity is a big issue as well, where U.S. companies are very competitive.
Joe, looking at the third quarter earnings season, now what's your takeaway on the quarterly reports so far?
I mean, better than expected, but then the bar is always lower heading into earnings season. It's a Wall Street game, right? I mean, the bar is low, and then when we clear it, everyone's very happy. But more importantly, even with energy taking out of the picture, and energy is going to be a plus for earnings because we've seen the big declines year over year behind us. If with earnings, the bottom line, top line coming in around 2-3%, so better than expected. Companies, you know, did a very good job managing their expenses, but they also grew their revenue, the top line. The guidance has been, you know, relatively cautious, but we think there's more earnings good news coming in 2017.
Well, just to get a little bit granular, I mean, what exactly are you focused on when it comes to earnings reports for this season?
The biggest was the revenue growth. Okay. So not so much squeezing more out of less and, you know, driving profits that way. We're looking for revenue growth. You've seen it in technology, a little bit in financials. really in industrials as well. So, you know, we're watching it very carefully, watching the effect of a stronger dollar potentially here on multinationals. But the big issue that where the street is focused on, you want to buy companies that are growing their revenues, expanding revenues. That's key.
And we've had some time now to digest the October jobs report that came out late last week. How do you think the data will play on the Fed's interest rate decision come end of the year?
Well, we do expect the Fed to raise rates 25 basis points in December. I think, you know, Janet Yellen wants to have a little bit more insurance or ammunition as she goes into 2017. So the market's already priced that in. I don't think it's going to be terribly disruptive. And more importantly, I think the Fed will be cautious about how many times they expect to raise rates in 2017. So remember, in 2016, they said, like, for 2016, they said, like, we're going to raise rates four times. Not even close. We haven't done one yet. So I think they raise rates 25 basis points and then very dovish outlook for 2017, which is supportive of equities.
So going on those expectations of at least one rate rise by the end of the year, what do you think about emerging markets? Markets like South Korea and Indonesia, we're starting to see strong fund outflows coming out of these markets. You mentioned earlier, Joe, that you're expecting better numbers from some emerging markets. Are there concerns of perhaps another taper tantrum repeat?
I don't think so. I mean, because remember, the international reserves of a lot of the emerging markets are pretty healthy. We're seeing just a beginning of a rebound in emerging market equities. South Korea is actually very cheap on a valuation basis. So is Mexico. So, you know, we're overweight the emerging markets, particularly certain sectors, whether it's technology, healthcare. And we're looking for valuations. We're looking for not bargains, but, you know, good prices. And we see them in Mexico and South Korea. Now, it might take time for them to kind of settle down and see the inflows. But if you're a long-term investor, this is a good time to be buying South Korea, Mexico, down in Southeast Asia, whether it's Thailand, whether it's Indonesia, this is a good time to, you know, put some money to work.
Thanks so much for your time. That was Joe Quinlan, Chief Market Strategist at U.S. Trust, Bank of America Private Wealth Management in New York.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. At Cordell & Cordell, we encourage our clients to participate, to recognize how essential their role in this process is. They've got to be willing to help us help them. And by working jointly in a sort of partnership, we're more likely to get the best possible outcome for our clients. And that's really the standard that our clients can fairly hold us to, is what is the best possible outcome for them. So clients who are facing divorce need to recognize that for them to succeed, they need a partnership between them and their attorney.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 650-389-1111. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.